Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Today is Friday, the 1st of March. Hope all is well wherever you are. Jürgen Klopp has just completed his press conference ahead of Liverpool's trip to Nottingham Forest on Saturday afternoon. And today's Bite Size podcast is pretty much going to be focused on that. Yeah, there was plenty to talk about. Of course, Liverpool's injury list is absolutely massive at the moment, and Jürgen was asked about that, gave some updates. He was also asked to compare this season to 2022, when Liverpool, of course, were chasing 4 trophies, and he said it was easier then because he had more options available to him. The squad situation was different. He's dealing with way more injuries at this point in time, but the good news is he does have some players back for the trip to the City Ground. We'll start with Darwin Núñez. Darwin Núñez trained on Thursday. He's set to train again on Friday and therefore will be available for selection, all being well, for the game against Forest. Yeah, Liverpool, of course, I've really missed Darwin Núñez. He went off at half-time against Brentford, felt a little issue. He hasn't been seen since. He missed the cup final. He missed the Luton game. He missed the cup final. He missed the Southampton win as well. We all saw him at Wembley. He didn't look too injured. We might have had half a guess that he might be back. And it turns out, yes, he is. So that's really good news. Núñez will have had 2 training sessions, which you'd probably guess maybe put him in contention not only to be featured in the game, but maybe even start it. 2 full sessions as well. So really promising news on Núñez, because Liverpool, of course, running a little bit low in terms of first choice attacking options. The same can be said for Dominic Szoboszlai, of course. In and around the cup final, he said he thought he could have played in that game. The medical team said he wasn't available, so he missed that one. He hasn't played for a while, but he too should be back, all being fit and well. Yes, Szoboszlai, just like Darwin Núñez, trained on Thursday. He'll train again on Friday, which is, again, same as Núñez, puts him in contention for the game against Forest, not only to be part of the squad, but also to play in it. We haven't seen Szoboszlai since he started against Chelsea on the 31st of January. He missed all of the games in February with the reoccurrence of an injury. He first went out against Newcastle on New Year's Day. He came back as a sub against Norwich on the 28th of January. Played again against Chelsea on the 31st, and we haven't seen him since. Again, other than at Wembley, when we saw him celebrating with what can only be described as mental trainers on. If you haven't seen the pictures, just go and Google what Dom Szoboszlai was wearing on his feet. It looked like the laces were made of pasta. But now he's back and available anyway. 2 sessions, really big addition for Liverpool, because the midfield options have been a little bit depleted, and the lads who have had to go to the well have really had to go to the well. McAllister and Harvey Elliott in particular have ran and ran and ran, and they deserve huge credit for carrying Liverpool through. But if Szoboszlai can help ease the load a little bit, then yeah, fantastic. And he's been missed severely. He was excellent against Chelsea in that game, gets his goal, of course. It'd be good to have him back and add a bit more of a goal threat, add a bit more of a physical presence in the middle of Liverpool's midfield against Forest. Sticking with the good news, Wataru Endo, although he didn't train on Thursday, he is set to train on Friday, which means he should be available for selection as well. He took a knock to his ankle in the League Cup final. Moises Caicedo, having already injured Ryan Gravenberch, did Wataru Endo as well. If you haven't seen the clip, Endo actually launches him to the floor as he does it. Caicedo did catch Endo on the ankle, was a bit of a nasty knock. But he's going to train today, so he should be fit and ready to go for Forrest. Given the fact that it was a knock and there wasn't no muscle damage or anything to do with tendons and ligaments, it was just a pain thing on maybe a bruised bone or whatever. There's a very good chance Endo should be fine to go. He's a very fit lad, of course he is. We saw that in the final. He's had a nice week with his feet up. It feels like the type of game what Endo would be useful in, that Endo would suit. Nipping in and around Morgan Gibbs-White in that number 10 area, I think it could be a real good one for Endo to play. So it looks like, all being well, provided nothing happens in today's training session, Endo's another one who is back, as is Andrew Robertson. Andrew Robertson missed the game against Southampton due to illness. Alexis McAllister also had a similar illness. He has been around a little bit more. He came off the bench on Wednesday. He was fit enough to be off the bench. He has been in and around. Andy Robbo wasn't available. He didn't train on Thursday. Liverpool's making sure he got completely over his ailment. He's fine. He's set to train today as well, so he becomes another option. Whether Liverpool choose to start him or use him on the bench, there's Timocast, there's Gomez, both available. But yeah, really good news. Robbo missed the game against Southampton, feeling unwell. He had illness, but he is back and ready to start at Forest. So yeah, four players you can add to the squad that played against Southampton. Also, it's worth mentioning, like, the likes of Luis Diaz. The manager said, don't worry about Luis Diaz. The reason he missed out in midweek wasn't injury-related at all. It was purely rested, which is good news. He said the same about Van Dijk and Konate. There was no injury concerns at all for either of those two. They were just minute sharing, he called it time sharing. No need to be concerned about them. Obviously, Diaz were on the bench in midweek, didn't come on. We saw Konate and Van Dijk do 30 minutes each, of course. 45 minutes each, rather. It's not an hour game, 45 minutes each. But they're both fine. That was just keeping tabs on things, making sure they all got as much rest as they needed. Alexis McAllister played half an hour because he had been a little bit under the weather. Harvey Elliott come off again. That was minute management as well. He played a lot of footy, so no concerns there. So to the squad that Liverpool had on Wednesday afternoon, you can add in Nunes, you can add in Szoboszlai, you can add in Endo, and you can add in Andy Robertson.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Unfortunately, you can't yet add in Mohamed Salah. Yes, Salah out injured Jordan AFCON, comes back against Brentford. Liverpool described an issue as maybe some muscle fatigue or something after that game. So he missed the game against Luton. He missed the cup final. He too missed Southampton. He's not going to be available to face Nottingham Forest at the weekend. Jürgen says, I don't think Mo is too far off, but he will not feature tomorrow. I think next week is possible. He is on the way back, definitely, but he's not there yet. So, yeah, it looks like maybe Liverpool are keeping tabs or keeping Mo Salah a little bit on ice, being extra cautious. I don't know. Obviously, Manchester City next weekend. So if Salah doesn't play against Forest, maybe they don't use him in the Europa League and they try and get him ready to play 90 minutes against Manchester City at home next Sunday. Salah's record at home against City, of course, is pretty good. He scored some pretty important goals against the champions. So it looks like maybe that's the aim, is to get Salah back ready for that one. If he gets a few minutes in Prague in midweek, potentially ahead of that game, that could make sense. You know, we get to 20 off the bench with a view to starting against City. I don't know. But it looks like Salah isn't far away, but he's not there yet. So whatever this fatigue issue was or whatever it is, not ready in time for Salah to be back. So of the five potential ones that we thought maybe Liverpool would have a chance of getting back, they are getting back four, which in terms of ratio actually is pretty good, because Liverpool need as many players back as they can get. Salah doesn't look too far off, and then we're looking a little bit further down the line at the others. Nobody quite ready just yet. I think Curtis Jones might be the next one in terms of time frame, with the rest of them set to be out until at least after the international break. The likes of Alisson, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Jota, maybe Gravenberch, we don't know just yet. But yeah, good news all round, getting four of them back, but no Mo Salah yet. He will not be available for the Forest game. So Liverpool's goals are going to have to come from elsewhere without the leading goal scorer. So that is today's Red Men Bites Ours podcast. A very injury-related show, because obviously that is everything around Liverpool at the moment, is the sheer magnitude of the absentees that Liverpool have got. Just want to let you guys know, tonight, midnight UK time, is the final expiry time of our yearly captain subscription offer. So if you want to join Red Men Plus on a yearly subscription as a captain level, so that's a captain yearly subscription, if you use the promo code FINAL when you sign up to Red Men Plus, you'll get it for half price. That's a year's worth of content for a one-off fee of less than £35. You'll get it from the moment you sign up for 365 days. So you get the rest of this season, all of the summer, and the new manager, and the transfers, and the new sporting director, and the start of next season, all the way through, of course, until this time next year, for less than £35. Redmenplus.com. Sign up as a yearly captain subscriber. Use that promo code FINAL, F-I-N-A-L, and get yourself 50% off, like I say. That code originally was meant to expire after the League Cup final, but given Liverpool won, we've extended it for a further week. So get yourselves involved. All the shows available as videos, but also as podcasts as well, so you can listen to them on the go. You don't just have to watch them, you can listen to them just like you're listening to me right now. Thanks very much for joining us on this episode of Bite Size. We'll be back with another one on Monday. But yeah, stay tuned to your podcast feeds, because there's loads more content in and around the Nottingham Forest game this weekend, where hopefully Liverpool can get three more valuable points in the Premier League. See you all soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.